Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Reduce, reuse, recycle. I want to say it again.
Reduce,
reuse, recycle. We gotta watch what we
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and you are a conscientious consumer, aren't you? You separate your paper from your plastic. You use energy-efficient bulbs. You've even digitized your music collection, cutting down on CDs and their evil plastic packaging. The MP3 age is clearly better for Mother Earth, right? Wrong. Billboard's Green issue, on newsstands now, takes an inside look at the green movement in the music industry, and Billboard's deputy editor, Bill Wordy, is back with us on Soundcheck today to tell us about it. Bill, good to talk to you.
Always a pleasure, John.
So, CDs with their plastic wrap and their plastic jewel cases, etc., can it be true that they are less harmful to the environment than an MP3 digital file?
Well, you know, I think it's really more a question of which is more terrible. The problem isn't the MP3 file, of course. The problem is the computer you use to download it, the mobile phone or MP3 player you use to play it, and the chemicals and plastics contained within, in terms of their damage to the environment,
okay,
which is really substantial. I mean, the numbers are pretty staggering. You're talking about an expectation of more than 200 million MP3 players sold this year, and these devices contain some really nasty things.
So heavy metals and stuff.
Yeah, lead, cadmium, you know, everyone hates brominated flame retardants.
I was saying that just the other night, how much I hated whatever that was.
Typical
that you said.
Water cooler chat.
I mean, you know, if these devices are full of this stuff, then, you know, shouldn't the focus be on, you know, making a better device that doesn't need to be replaced year after year? I mean, at some point, you know, manufacturers have to step up to the plate with this.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think the onus is squarely on the manufacturers right now. Whether or not this turns into an issue of federal regulation, which it may need to become before change happens, you know, right now it is. It's a decision of these corporations who certainly their bottom line benefits when you throw out an MP3 player and buy a new one the following year.
Now, Apple gives customers, and I actually did not know this until our crew did some research, that Apple gives customers a 10% discount on new iPods when they turn in old ones.
Yes. Apple.
Who knew?
It's really interesting. This past March, Greenpeace made some headlines when they criticized Apple's environmental policies or lack thereof, and you know, to understand what a sore spot they poked at, Steve Jobs immediately took to the web and posted a response, sort of outlining previously undisclosed plans for a greener Apple and sort of giving some very specific information about the chemicals Apple used and didn't use relative to its competitors. So you know, you are seeing some of these companies aware increasingly. I mean, I think some of it's just a factor of the general increasing awareness on the consumer level, that this is something that, hey, I should really care about this.
Right.
As, you know, not to sound too cynical, but these large companies at the end of the day are going to do whatever their customers demand of them.
Well, and apparently what we demand is a new cell phone every year and a new MP3 player every year.
Yeah, I mean, the cell phone problem ultimately dwarfs, as you can imagine, the MP3 problem. There's just so many more cell phones than MP3s, and people tend to kind of toss them. I mean, you know, this is the important thing, I think, if you're listening and you kind of want to make a difference. There are organizations out there. The Consumer Electronics Association recently set up a My Green Electronics website, which you can find very easily. And, you know, I mean, there are great people out there who are offering opportunities to, you know, reuse, to recycle, to repair. And that's really, I mean, that's at the heart of what would help sort of offset some of this problem. I think there needs to be a lot more awareness that these opportunities are out there. And then, you know, the consumers really need to take some responsibility for that as well. I mean, I recently took all my CDs out of jewel cases, for example, and suddenly I had, the music geek that I am, I had like 500 jewel cases, and
right.
I felt terrible putting them on the curb.
Well, mygreenelectronics.com, there is a link to that site on the Soundcheck page of WNYC.org. We'll need to leave it there, but Bill Wordy, the deputy editor of Billboard magazine, the green issues on the newsstands now. Thanks for joining us, Bill.
You bet. Take care.
And that'll do it for today's show. Tomorrow, Peggy Lee penned swinging party songs that lit up the 50s and 60s, but her signature song, Is That All There Is?, hinted at a troubled life that is now detailed in a new biography. Also tomorrow, Mary Wilson of the Supremes will join us to talk about that legendary girl group and her dozens of hits and providing the inspiration for the hit film Dreamgirls. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Brian Wise, Joel Meyer, and Allison Lichter, with Patrick Rivers and Alicia Abbott. We had help today from Josh Heilbronner and Lily Percy. Our senior producer is Gisele Regatau. Our executive producer is Chris Bannon.